Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, March 2nd, 2024. The Big Morongo Canyon Preserve will be hosting a new series of guided nature walks for bird enthusiasts starting today. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart gives us a closer look at this free community opportunity and how the Big Morongo Canyon Preserve is a magnet for our fine feathered friends. Here's Gabe.
Big Morongo Canyon Preserve is an internationally recognized birding site, a regular nesting area for several rare or unusual species and many other abundant during the spring and fall migration seasons. The preserve has been designated as one of the United States' important bird areas by the American Bird Conservancy, the American Birding Association, the Watchable Wildlife National Program, and is featured on the National Geographic Guide to Birdwatching Sites. Expanding on their long-standing Wednesday morning birdwatching gatherings, Ranger Kalee and volunteer Kathy Snyder will begin a new series of Saturday nature walks called Birding for Fun, beginning this Saturday, March 2nd at 8 a.m. The walks will generally cover 2 to 4 miles, so please wear comfortable walking shoes and bring drinking water. Children are welcome but must be accompanied by an adult. If you don't have binoculars, the guides will have loaners to lend. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
The proposed Chuckwalla National Monument is approximately 660,000 acres of California desert situated between the southern border of Joshua Tree National Park and north of the deliciously named Chocolate Mountains. While the Morongo Basin sits securely within the warm borders of the Mojave Desert, anyone that's driven south through the national park toward the Cottonwood entrance has experienced the gradual change the landscape takes on as the Colorado Desert meets the Mojave, creating two unique ecosystems worth exploring for anyone interested in the biodiversity that they provide. If you've never explored that area on foot, you'll have a great opportunity in a couple weeks to explore the proposed monument on a sunset hike put on by the Council of Mexican Federations in North America, the Cactus to Cloud Institute, and the Mojave Desert Land Trust. The fun and easy hike will follow a trail along the desert wash through the slabs of Box Canyon. While spring isn't officially here yet, wildflowers are popping up, and there's a chance to see the unique flora and fauna of the surrounding Mecca Hills. The hike is taking place on Saturday, March 16th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., Water, headlamps, and black lights will be provided, and the organizers are asking folks to sign up early. The area is also home to the First Class Miners, a nonprofit mining group based out of Yucca Valley. Reporter Heather Clisby did a great report on the legacy organization and some of the concerns that they hold about the proposed Chuckwalla Monument and the impact it could have on their small-scale mining claims. You can find those stories, alongside more information on the hike and a link to sign up, all on our website, z1077fm.com. If you use Birdtech's curbside trash services, you've probably received your green waste bin intended for yard waste and food scraps. The idea is that all that kind of natural waste breaks down naturally in the environment, and mixing it in with regular trash means it'll take a lot longer for it to become useful to the ecosystem. However, food scraps can get pretty gnarly just sitting around on your kitchen counter, especially with warm spring weather ahead. The town of Yucca Valley is partnering with Birdtech to provide a handy complimentary food scraps bucket that you can keep on your kitchen countertop to store and transfer your organic waste to the big bucket outside, keeping it less stinky and easier to use overall. To get that complimentary pail, you can simply contact Birdtech customer service at 760-365-2015 with your request. They say you'll receive a pail on your next service day. We'll have that contact info and an email address at this story on our website. Man of La Mancha began its run last night at Theater 29. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas tells you how to experience this poignant story of one man's ultimate quest.
Man of La Mancha, one of the world's most popular musicals, will open at Theater 29 on March 1st, playing weekends through March 17th. Set in Spain in 1597, Man of La Mancha follows the story of Miguel de Cervantes, a prisoner awaiting trial by the infamous Spanish Inquisition. During his imprisonment, Cervantes and his fellow prisoners act out the story he has written about elderly Alonso Quijana, who renames himself Don Quixote and goes on a quest to right all wrongs in the world. Joe Chaplin, Adam Shows, and Annalisa Galecki headlined this production, helmed by Gary Daniaux, Bianca Stoker, and Lisa Hodgson. Men of La Mancha contains mature content and sexual situations and is not appropriate for children under 13. Tickets are available for opening night and the remaining run at theater29.org or by calling the Theater 29 box office at 760-361-4151. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
A candlelight vigil for Joshua Barreras is planned for this Sunday at 6 p.m. in Yucca Valley. Joshua was only 16 years old when he was struck by a vehicle on the night of Friday, January 26th. The driver fled the scene, leaving the teenage victim in the middle of 29 Palms Highway near Avalon Avenue. Joshua Barreras died later that night in the hospital. If you'd like to participate in the candlelight vigil for the Yucca Valley teen, a memorial cross has been erected near the site where Joshua was struck. Organizers of the vigil say to turn north onto Avalon Avenue off Highway 62 and then onto Paxton near the dirt lot and near Joshua's cross. The driver suspected of hitting Joshua Barreras turned himself in on Tuesday, February 27th, a full month after the victim was found in the road. You can find that story along with pictures of Joshua Barreras and a map to the vigil. That's all at z1077fm.com. If you're interested in sculpting and have the next two Sundays free, the City of 29 Palms Public Art Advisory Council is holding a workshop that will use waste paper to create emotionally transformative sculptures. Picking it up from here is art lover Jeff Harmatz.
Workshop 29 is hosting the two-part paper making and sculpture workshop beginning tomorrow afternoon. The workshops, led by local artist Jai Knight, will teach people to use recycled paper in the creation of vessels that symbolize the body's experience of trauma. Participants will be working to transform literal and metaphorical waste by forming a relationship with it, showcasing how people are shaped by their lives and have the ability to grow and transform. Knight will be assisted by Workshop 29's creative leadership mentees, Brandon Bolds and Keisha Dene. Participants are encouraged to bring their own scrap paper, but due to the program's focus on transforming trauma, it is recommended that participating children be at least 11 years old and accompanied by a parent or guardian. This free art program and workshop is hosted by Workshop 29 and is funded in part by the California Arts Council and sponsored by 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee. The workshop begins at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Freedom Plaza Gym in 29 Palms. You can register to link in this story at z1077fm.com, and registration is open until the workshop begins. The organizers encourage participants to attend both of the workshops, including tomorrow's and one scheduled for the following Sunday, March 10th. Reporting for Z1077, this is Jeff Harmatz.
Here's a great way to help out with low blood supplies here in the Morongo Basin. Livestream's Bloodmobile will be at the Farmer's Market at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's easy to make an appointment. You just go to lstream.org/Joshua Tree to get all the info. That's going on tomorrow at the Farmer's Market located at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center right off Highway 62 in Joshua Tree. The Joshua Tree VFW are serving up breakfast tomorrow. This Sunday, it's a chicken fried steak special alongside other breakfast items. That's happening tomorrow from 8 to 11 a.m. at 6401 Veterans Way, right off Highway 62 in beautiful Joshua Tree. And finally, don't forget that March 5th is the 2024 primary election. Be sure to exercise your fundamental right to have your voice heard by filling out that ballot and dropping it in the mail or at one of the many drop-offs around the basin. We'll have some voting info and locations of this story on our website. You know what it is, z1077fm.com. And that's your local news for Saturday. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting out of Joshua Tree, California, alongside the Z1077 news team, I'm Robert Hayden.